That's right. Flash Frisbone was created by a gentleman by the name of Gary Bourgeois. And Gary had worked in radio. The sad thing is he's no longer with us. He had some serious health problems and health issues all his life, and he passed away in the early part of this decade, I think around 2003 or 2004 time frame. And Gary created Flash Frisbone back in the early days of 1980, and all those Flash series were sort of an extra bonus with an audio magazine that came out at the time called The Aircheck Factory, which was produced by a guy by the name of Tom Conard. And The Aircheck Factory was a series of air checks or recordings of radio stations around the United States. It was intended for distribution to fellow broadcasters around the country and fellow air check collectors and people who are really deeply into the creative side of broadcast radio. And Flash was sort of a bonus track that came with a series of those audio magazines.
The interesting thing about them is when you listen to them now, despite the fact that they were recorded over 25 years ago, they're still very relevant today. I mean, there's a number of radio stations out there that use the most strange formats, and they're probably around for about 2 hours and then do something else. And that's what Flash was all about, really, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, particularly that show we talked about in the past called WOP, or Weather Oriented Pop, some of the weirdest formats in the world. In fact, I got to tell you, Keith, the first radio station that I ever worked at, and it can now be revealed that it was a station which still exists, by the way. It's owned by one of the major corporate radio companies in the United States, Clear Channel, WSUS Radio. And at the time, it was running a format called Town and Country, where the on-air personality would play a top 40 record followed by a country record. The owner and program director's rationale was, oh, we'll get the urban top 40 audience and the country audience all on the same radio station, and we'll double our QM and we'll double our time spent listening. It'll be incredible.
So wait a second. Let me get this straight. So, like, for example, one moment they would play Dolly Parton, the next minute they would play Eminem. That would be followed by maybe an Eddie Arnold song, followed by Celine Dion?
Exactly. And that was truly frightening. And I also, another weird thing, you'll love this. I came in one day and the new records, the new survey had just come out. Mind you, this is in the early 1980s, and I'm looking at the top 40 stuff. I'm looking at the country stuff. And in the country pile of records, we were still playing vinyl records at that time. In the country pile of records, I saw All Out of Love by Air Supply. And I said to my boss, I said to the PD, Tom, what the heck is this? This Air Supply is a country record? And he says, well, yeah, it's got a guitar in it. Sure, it's a country record. And I said, you got to be kidding.
That reminds me of a story a friend of mine told me many years ago by the name of, her name is Alexandra McHugh. She's from Missoula, Montana in the U.S. And she said when she was in her late teens, there was a local radio station that hired a new PD. And she said they knew something was up because all of a sudden on a Monday, the radio station changed format to, of all things, Petula Clark All the Time. She said lasted. Yeah. I mean, I love Petula Clark, but 24 hours a day? Anyway, she said the station lasted like that for about a week, and then all of a sudden the guy just disappeared.
Gee, I wonder why.
I wonder why.